Reverend Robin Allen.
Love Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord. We're glad that you joined us today. Hallelujah. God is good all the time. And we are just excited about the Sisters of the Lord, the Kingdom Sisters across this world. And God is good all the time. We thank you for joining us today. Praise the Lord, and His mercies are new every morning. Great is His faithfulness to us each day. Now, we thank you again for joining us, and we want to open up in prayer. Father God, we thank you, Lord, right now for this opportunity to come before you in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for each and every person that's joined us today, whether it be on the radio, excuse me, or on the internet. So we just give you glory and honor, Father. We thank you for this day. We thank you for all the Kingdom Sisters and the chapters across the world. And we give you glory and honor and praise. Touch each and every life. I pray. Amen. Thank you again for joining us. I want to quickly go over some things. Our contest has moved up to be in October, the end of October. We will award the Sisters of the Lord t-shirts. That's pretty. The Sisters of the Lord t-shirts has the red, yellow, black, white, and brown little girls, and their skirts spell out Jesus, J-E-S-U-S, and it has sistersofthelord.com on it. Any Sister of the Lord has a name, and it stands for something. Someday I'll share that with you. But you get that, and also we're offering the little bear, Betty, and this is Sisters of the Lord, little bear. We stand on Isaiah 61, for the Spirit of the Lord is upon me to preach the good tidings of the Lord, to bind up the brokenhearted and the bruised and set those free. Amen. So you get this little bear, too. And then I'm going to send you some special other things. But this award is for the sister that brings the month sisters into their chapter for their meetings. And keep a record of that if you're a president of your chapter. Please contact me by email, or you're welcome to call me. And praise the Lord. We thank you so much for joining us today. Now, if you would like, we're going to also have a conference. It's not until 2017, but it's in February in Africa at Kampala at the capital. So you might kind of want to plan for that. But let's go before the Lord right now and just sing. Our theme for this next month, our study, is called My Desire of Him. Do you have a desire? The desires of the Lord Jesus. Let's sing. It is my desire to honor you, Lord, with all my heart. I worship you. That is what it is. I give you praise. All that I adore is you. Yes, Lord, I give you my heart. I live for you alone. Every breath that I take, every moment I'm away, have your way. Have your way in me. Sing again. This is my desire. This is my desire. 11, if by any means I might attain into the resurrection of the dead. Not as much as I have already attained together, already perfect. That word perfect, perfect as he is, our Lord, perfect, that means to be mature. We can be mature in God. We can quit doing this up and down, up and down, up and down. Oh, God loves me. Oh, God, where are you? Oh, God, thank you, God. Yes, God. You know, you can be perfect in God. To be steadfast, to be mature, to represent the Most High God by studying His Word, trusting in Him, for His love will never fail us. And a lot of people say, well, Robin, you don't know. You don't understand. But I do understand. I do understand exactly what you're talking about. And the Lord understands most of us. His love will never fail you. Never. His love will never fail you. And so if we continue to trust in Him, we can be mature as He is. Mature in Jesus. The Lord lives within you. Let's get a hold of that. That the Father God, the Holy Spirit, is inside of you. And you're representing His love. And then moving on to the next scripture in verse 13. Brethren, I count out myself to the upper hand spot, this one thing I do, forgiving those things which are behind and reaching forth unto the things which are before me. Forget those things. Let them go. Let all those hurts go. Let all your past go. It's gone. It's history. It's out of here. Nobody wants to hear your gloom and doom and death is wrong and everything's bad. Move on and trust God. We've all done it. Count it all joy when you go through tests and trials. It's not easy, but I guarantee you, if you start praising the Lord and worshiping Him through no matter what, being perfect and mature in God, I guarantee you, I promise you, the Word of God will turn this around for you and things you'll just keep on going. There's no such thing. The Bible does not say you'll go through those dark times and those dark valleys. God is light. In Him, there is no darkness. When you walk in God, you will never walk in darkness. Do you understand this? Amen. 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 Don't ever think, oh, I'm going through a dark valley. No. Well, maybe you are. Maybe you got out of the light of God. Let's just jump right back into it. You know, get in God. Because there is no variance in Him. He never changes. I am here to tell you that you are a kingdom sister. That I don't care if you're in the way out in a jungle somewhere. God knows where you are. And so we move on to the final two scriptures, that 14, I press towards, chapter 3:14, I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I want that prize. I want to stand before my Lord God and hear Him say, well done, Robin. Come on in. Oh, I want to just see Jesus. Keep focused on the Lord. To Zia and Ruth and Margaret and Mary and all my sisters out there. Sylvia. Oh, praise God. There is. Yes, there are over 2,000. 2,000 of you right now. And it's so wonderful to see all of your faces. I love you. I have your pictures up in my office. And I want you, this next month, I want you to write down, everybody write down, my desire of Him. What is your desire of God? What is your heart's desire? That I may walk in Him is my desire. Because if we walk in Jesus, we will never fail. We walk in the plan of God. Now, all of this is in Philippians 3, verse 8 through 21. I want everyone to study it, Margaret, and everybody out there, Ruth and Pastor Moses, and the Abrahams, everybody. I will be sending you the messages by email. But right now, I just want us to focus on the Lord. Don't forget about our contest that we have little buddies to bear. And we have the shirt. That's going to be at the end of October. We're going to send the gift out to the sisters, whoever brings in the most sisters of the Lord. And I encourage you to read your Word of God every day. Go do something nice for someone. How long has it been since you hugged somebody? Just stood and hugged. Just held somebody and gave them that love of God. You have a force in you. Those forces are the fruit of the Spirit of God. The power, the consuming fire of our God. The love, joy, peace, goodness, gentleness, meekness, temperance. Hallelujah. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. So we thank you so much today. I want to pray with you right now. And before we go back into praise and worship, and I want to pray for your needs, Father God. We thank you for all of these people across the world today, Lord. We thank you, Father, for divine healing. Lord, for blessings that people are believing for even Bibles, Lord. We need finances for Bibles and for materials for computers. Lord God, we need clothing and food. We thank you that you are the God who supplies all of our needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And so we praise you right now, God, for healing power in those lives. Healing and provision, Lord Jesus. And so we give you glory and honor, Father. Guide and direct each and every person this day. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, I want to sing real quick again our theme song for this month. And it is My Desire. My Desire of Him. Get to know the Lord Jesus. You say, well, how do you do that? When you get alone, just like if it's your boyfriend or your husband or your girlfriend or someone that you're close to, what do? You sit down and you talk. You read the Word of God and you pray and you listen to your spirit. You can tell the difference between your spirit and your mind. Because your mind sometimes will just drift off and it isn't anything about the Word. But when you know that it's the Spirit of God, it'll be His Word. He never deviates from His Word. Never. He will never tell you to do something that is not from the Word. And so just read it. And if you start to get down, just pull those crazy emotions. I know especially we as women, sometimes we just let our emotions just go way out there. Get a hold of yourself. It's best just to close your mouth, just get your mouth quiet, and get before the Lord and say, help me, God. Help me, Lord Jesus. Help me, Lord, to share your love. Help me, Lord, to say only your words of kindness. Lord, help me not to hurt anybody. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. And I guarantee you, I feel the Spirit of God right now. I guarantee you and promise you, if you just say Jesus and you be quiet, you will hear the comfort of the Holy Spirit. Remember, He never leaves you and never forsakes you. Let's sing our little song this morning. It's always a little hard for me. It's early in the morning here. But I do it because I love all of you, and you're all in the evening right now or the afternoon. But wherever you are, woo-hoo, Jesus is there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we are one. I tell your love. Thank you for loving me and Bill, my husband. Pray for us. We're also business people. And we have a big business coming up that we're starting that we believe that it will be great revenue for the ministry and to help everyone across the world. And so please pray for Reverend Bill and myself as we get the plans and everything approved. And God is good. God is faithful. As we rejoice and just keep on walking. Keep on walking. So stay with me today.
I want to hear about your meetings, about your chapters, what's going on. another appointment today. But God bless you. And Father, I thank you for all the sisters and brothers across this great world of yours. Continue to bless them as you always do. Reveal yourself to them. In Jesus' name we praise you. Amen. Amen. Have a great rest of the week, and I'll be sending you the lesson. And I'd like to hear from you, Martha, from Reverend Bill and myself. And God bless you. And let me know if you have any prayer requests. But I'm going to sign off right now, and it's hard for me to say goodbye. But until next month, be working hard for the Lord and trust the Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We'll talk to you later.
Please.
Bye-bye.
Very fast. May God bless you.
Thank you, Margaret. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I think I got to do this. I do want to do this. I'm going 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 to do this. I